Well, I mean, I've been having this whole, like, I've had this fantasy now about the inauguration that, like he can't get any A-list acts. But there's certainly a lot of, there's like some B-list acts you could definitely book.
Yeah, Dan Ninen.
That would be so tight.
Which, but, I guess people were asking, they want some explanation of Dan Ninen because he's come up on the show.
Right,
the reason
right.
I don't really talk about him is because he's fucking boring at this point.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, Dan Ninen was funny 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's still funny.
That's
he's cool. still funny if he's new to you, but,
right,
you know,
right,
he's
right.
a limited gimmick. So
that's
cool.
Yeah, like I said, I'm glad we spent 20 minutes talking about him on our show today.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, it's boring for me because I've known Dan for like 5 years.
Yeah, no, I just found out about him. So.
Yeah. But I don't know. People were asking about it. And so Dan is this half Indian, half Japanese comedian that was born in 1952.
Where does he buy his sushi? Where does he buy his sushi?
At 7-Eleven.
Yeah, because...
Why? But, oh, because he's half Japanese.
Yeah, he's half Indian.
Yeah.
Is he, he's Red Engine, or is he...
Did you ever hear Joe Robinson going off about that bit on the Rob and Joe show?
No.
He's just like, you know, they don't sell sushi at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
They don't sell it at, like, Walgreens, but they don't have it at 7-Eleven.
Does he have hearing aids on? Yeah. Macaulay Culkin's little brother's got hearing aids in this movie? That's deep.
Ooh, she looked good.
Could you excuse us a minute, Dad? I'm ugly.
Why is she suddenly 7 years younger than she was in the last scene? Anyhow, so Dan Ninen is he's an old guy.
He's old as shit.
Started doing open mics in D.C. in probably like 2005, and then sort of rubbed people the wrong way, and eventually just sort of... He found it that the best path for a career for him was going to be to lie to people, lie to clubs and bookers, and say that he's like so and so's opener or whatever. He used to he just got Robert Schimmel's schedule and would call clubs as soon as they booked Schimmel and like be like, hey, this is Rob Schimmel's agent. I'm trying to get the booking information for his opener Dan Ninen, and the clubs would be like, whoa, what do you mean his opener? And then he'd be like, oh yeah, no, he has an opener that he brings with him that has to be there. So if you could get the hotel information, and then they would book Dan. And after like a couple months of that, Schimmel was like, who the fuck is this guy? You know, why do they keep booking him? And so Dan lost that deal.
And then he moved on to
Russell Peters.
I'm David Brenner's opening.
Well, apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm sure it is knowing Dan. But when Robert Schimmel died, Dan emailed Schimmel's brother and was like, yeah, Robert was a fucking asshole and a piece of shit.
What? That's terrible.
Oh, yeah, Dan's a sociopath. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Well, he also had that Russell Peters.
Yeah, you know, Russell, he does that. The Russell Peters thing where I think Russell talked about it on What the Fuck or something. Dan also tried to pay like $5,000 to have Mark Maron have him on. What the Fuck?
There's a really good episode of What the Fuck where he reads the letter and he doesn't say Dan's name, but
he's like,
I am a corporate comedian. I've made more money this year than you will make in your entire life.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And you're too much of a coward to have me on your pod.
I love it.
So. My exposure to Dan was through Joe Robinson, I guess. And like Joe was doing that Kurt Shackelford Hyatt room.
The Hyatt.
And, you know, he meets Dan, and Dan was like hosting. And Dan's talking about, you know, I make $300,000 a year doing stand-up. And then, like, you know, Joe's like, then why are you doing a $10 spot?
right.
In the lobby of a hotel.
Yeah, you know,
like, that doesn't make any sense.
Laugh Ride at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a $50 spot. Thank you.
All right. Well... So then fucking Dan, because he's super defensive, is like, fuck Joe Robinson, fuck Rob Mayer, ha ha ha, here's a picture of me and my Tesla, here's me in the Acela waiting room. I don't know why he thinks that's a brag that he shows up too early for his train. It's not like a flight, there's no security.
It's like the Admirals.
Just go there and get on the fucking train. And he goes there to hang out in the clubhouse with no one else, by the way.
Just alone.
Yeah. Also, if you shit talk Dan, he'll put you on his enemies list and he'll just email you constantly. He really hates JL Coven. Yeah.
Damn.
He fucking despises him, so he'll bring him and Josh Homer up all the time as guys that he's doing better than.
Homer's got some juicy elbows, dude.
All right, so are we going to talk about Dan?
Yeah, we're talking. I'm just looking at titties on the TV, dude. It's not my fault.
What's
you put
name?
A movie
Rachel?
With titties on this fucking screen, and I'm supposed to pay attention?
Rachel Lee Cook got some jumbo yum-yums in
it. She does, dude.
It distracted stuff.
Anyway, they did, dude. That's the first unsheathing of her titties.
It's a big moment in the movie.
Damn, she is fucking hot, dude.
All right, Nick.
All right. Yes. Back to Dan Ninen.
I'm only doing it because people ask. So.
Yeah.
I preface this with I don't give a shit about Dan.
No, I just... Look, all I'm saying is Gotcha. You can't be mad if I'm at, if I look at titties every once
in
a while.
No, I get it. Hey, you know, it's a PG-13 movie, guys. It's pretty fucking saucy. I don't understand how a 30-year-old man.
Come on, first of all, bitch, I'm 27.
A cup breasts in a pair of A cup.